weaving it all back together. A closing reflection. We began this book by looking at how fungal networks and social systems naturally coordinate resources in ways that are symbiotic and resilient. We explored how pools of commitments can replace or complement money, uniting people around shared purpose. We recognize that each of us holds seeds of abundance that only bloom when placed in a common pool, an open space that thrives on reciprocity and trust. Across the reflections, we explored, in part one, how mycorrhizal networks, Mwaria traditions, and digital ledgers share the same core economic protocols: curation, valuation, limitation, and exchange. We saw how extractive financial systems centralize these protocols by removing our ability to directly pool and exchange, and also how decentralized technologies and ancient customs are rebuilding our connections. Part 2. How to act as stewards and trainers of trainers, mapping your community's resources, designing shared visions, and weaving rotating labor associations, commons pools, or endowments. In building new cycles of trust, we learn the importance of celebrating each small success, clarifying roles and boundaries, and periodically clearing or jubileeing the ledger to keep everyone in balance. We learned how to develop a common vision and map out our abundant social, human spiritual, political, economic, infrastructural, and natural resources. We learned how to design rollers, rotating labor associations, and community pools, weaving each person's commitments into a robust web of mutual support. We learned how to evaluate progress through action step charts, celebrating milestones and fine-tuning next steps. We learned how to embrace conflict not as a failure but as a signpost, prompting creative course corrections that strengthen community ties. These practices mirror the rhythms of a living system, where every node, be it a mycorrhizal fungus, a Mijikenda elder, or an online group, coordinates resources for the well-being of the whole. Weaving throughout this guide is a message that grassroots economics, rooted in pooled resources, is inherent to all living systems. Our role is not to invent it, but to remember, honour, and reapply these protocols, whether in coastal Kenyan villages, bustling urban centres, or online communities. Bringing it together. Nature's template. Whether we examine fungal networks or ancient Mwaria customs, each demonstrates the same four protocol functions: curation, valuation, limitation, and exchange. Our ancestors meet us today. Where centralization and colonial traditions broke or erased communal resource practices, new decentralized digital tools combined with ancestral wisdom are reinvigorating them, opening fresh pathways for inclusivity and resilience. You are a steward. Visionary stewards and trainers of trainers anchor the process by bridging local culture with structured planning, ensuring that each group can connect and adapt their common pools in their own unique context. Conflict and tension. Just as forests regrow after storms and floods, each challenge that your community faces can yield stronger bonds and deeper clarity about what truly matters. An invitation to you. Let these protocols guide new or renewed connections in your community. Let tension pull you from current reality to a thriving future that you can see in your heart and mind. Let commitments knit together hearts, homes, and local economies. By pooling resources, knowledge, and spirit, we heal the fractures that keep us isolated and instead become co-creators of shared well-being. Remember, this is not the end, but a starting point, one that you and your community will build upon. By practicing the steps outlined in this guide, you take part in an ancient, ever-evolving tradition. May your own story of grassroots economics grow deeper roots, branch across continents, and blossom into a future where every voice is heard, every need is met, and every ecosystem flourishes in harmony. As you put this guide down and return to your community, your local ecosystem, ask yourself, which seeds of abundance do I hold? With whom can I form a pool of commitments? How can I respond to tension or conflict as a teacher rather than an obstacle? Every promise given and accepted strengthens that shared soil. Every conflict faced with compassion and clarity is a chance to restore the circle. Every cycle of giving and receiving reaffirms that we are all part of one community, connected by invisible threads of love and reciprocity. Let us step forward, tending our gardens, stewarding our kaya, weaving old and new wisdom. In doing so, we create a future where we, our neighbours, and the land itself can grow in balance, connected, resilient, and alive. Thank you for walking this journey. May the seeds you plant today become the nourishment and bounty of generations to come.